Shalom, anachnu.
Hello, friends. We'll read excerpts from the sources on the subject of prayer. Questions can be sent on kab.tv, and some questions may be answered here during the lesson. So, excerpts on the subject of prayer. We'll continue with item 14.
We are learning with you about the structure of reality, where we are. All of reality is a deficiency, will to receive, desire to enjoy, to grow, to fill oneself. This desire works in every creature, still, vegetative, animate, people, instinctively. And then looking for, we're struggling with one another in order to survive. This is the tendency, the natural tendency of each creature, and according to the desire that awakens in them. And the Creator is approaching the creature. The creature feels a deficiency. As a result, he doesn't know where is it coming from, what exactly is it he is, but he begins to search and to want a filling for what he is after. And so the nearing is invited by the Creator when he comes close, and the creature feels bad, and he's looking for fulfillment. That's what's happening. Wherever, however, there are people who can approach the goal through the path of Achishena, where they themselves take the process of development into their own hands, and they advance in this way. In such instances, they gradually begin to awaken the deficiency by themselves. After many ascents and descents, moving further, farther away, moving closer to the Creator, they begin to understand, to discern what they have to do, and then their lives become more targeted. They understand better what's happening, what to do. And we say that they are partners with the Creator. Not that He merely advances them like all the created beings instinctively, and they don't know what to do. They simply react. And the reaction is pre-calculated. It's understood, it's known by the Creator, and on their part, it's an instinct. And we see it in everything, on the still, vegetative, and animate. In a person, it's in a more complex way, but nevertheless, there's no innovation there, there's no creature there. Rather, everything is done by the Creator. The force of nature. Whereas, if people pay attention to the goal they have to reach, and using which means, they can awaken a faster form of advancement. They can awaken this deficiency by themselves, the deficiency and the fulfillment for the deficiency, and in this way to advance, meaning to walk using these two forces, just like using their two feet. And by that, they accelerate the path. They understand where they are, towards where are they going, with whom are they dealing. The path becomes clearer emotionally, internally. They receive a revelation of the forces that are working on them. And from revealing the forces, they begin to understand the system they're in, meaning they begin to discover the upper world, as we call it. So everything depends on how do we relate to those states, those forces that are governing us. Let's see what he's saying about it.
Excerpt 14 from Shamati 13, a pomegranate. Emptiness dwells only in a place where there is no entity. In the secret of depending the land or founding the land upon breaking. So what is the measure of the empty space? It is according to the measure to one raised himself above reason, meaning that the emptiness needs to be filled with romemut, greatness, meaning with above reason, and to ask the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he is empty, only in order to fill it up with the romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason.
Meaning, if we are in a state where we feel ourselves as empty, then perhaps there's room here to demand the fulfillment, and in this way to advance.
This is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason.
He wants the force of bestowal to fill him, those same feelings in which he feels emptiness.
And for this we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It follows that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other choice
during the emptiness, during the descent, during the despair,
but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. It follows that only then is the state when one understands that no one will help him but the Creator. And this is, as it is written, God has made it that he will be feared. The matter of fear is discerned as faith, and only then is one in need of the salvation of the Creator.
Again,
the matter of emptiness is only in a place where there is no entity. In the secret of founding the land upon the break, it follows that what is the measure of the fulfillment of the empty place? The answer is according to the extent to which one raised himself above reason, meaning that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with above reason, and to ask of the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason. This is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this we need the help of the Creator. it follows that at that time one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It follows that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. Of this, it was said, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it. It follows that only then is the state when one understands that no one will help him but the Creator. And this is, God has made it that he will be feared. The matter of faith is discerned as, the matter of fear, rather, is discerned as faith, and only then is one in need of the salvation of the Creator.
Let's do it like that. Each 10 discusses, can it truly provide the friends, support during the time of emptiness that the friends feel? Fact, a support, so they would be able to ask the Creator the strength to come closer. Is the society organized for that? Is the 10, is our 10, let's say, I'm a member of a 10, is it organized to support when I feel emptiness? As an invitation from the Creator to ask for filling, for support, to give the strength so we'll be able to be above reason. Do I have such a 10 or not? Are we using it in this way or not? What are we lacking in order to use it this way? This is every time a leverage for advancement towards the goal. So go ahead.
There is such a 10. You could say that throughout the day, the moment when, at least when I feel a state of emptiness, immediately the thought about the 10 awakens, pops up, and through the 10, it's possible to feel that one can rise above that situation.
There is certainly such a 10, and there is where to look for strength and where to get it and to receive the importance and greatness of the Creator. It's only a question of how much do I annul before the 10. It can be the greatest 10 in the world, but if I look down at them, then nothing will help me. You need two things here. You need friends with a required level of activity in the 10. Beyond that, it's my annulment towards the 10.
Yes, I also think I have such a 10. A 10 is a very complicated instrument, very complex, and I must learn how to use it. And the more we advance, the level of the use of that instrument also increases, meaning the extent to which I know how to use it and to appreciate everything that's happening to me, how each friend is important and how everything that's happening to the friends is important.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we have in our ten is that it's a ten that demands, it doesn't give up. And that's what helps me personally. Also, it's difficult. There are points that it's not so comfortable. Still, you know, there's a schedule. You know what you have to do. They demand it from you and you demand it from others. And to me, it gives a lot of strength, this place, where I know that this is how we need to work.
Without a doubt, the ten is perfect, it's whole, there's power there. The problem is about how you work with it. If you can actually utilize, activate what they have in them upon yourself. I see that I need to always increase my devotion towards them and my adhesion to them. And you need to feel real pain because about having to be in contact with him even when you're not in physical contact. But the same way you have this connection with your children, you're concerned about them, you care for them. So here you need the same kind of force to tie you to the ten, and it constantly nourishes you, even if there's nothing outside that reminds you about them.
I think from the side of the ten, you can always add with pressure towards each and every friend. It doesn't have to be with words or actions, but the feeling that there's always this place, safe place, in which you can always feel the warmth and coming closer to the Creator. And on the other hand, it constantly pressures you and obligates you.
Perhaps this pressure that the ten can add is the importance of resembling the light. It's constantly pressing at you into my cold and dark mind and heart that I must resemble the light and nothing else.
Ten is always great. The ten always gives support. I don't know what it means organized, but it's always felt. The warmth, the greatness of the goal. It's all a question of how I relate to the ten, where I need to add appreciation towards the friends, responsibility towards the friends, and also to search. How do I support the ten? How do I add strength to it? And then, in these moments of weakness, it will certainly come back to me.
I don't know how to appreciate the ten properly. It seems everything is fine, no problems, you can just go home. Right now we measure everything according to physical presence here, if someone comes to the lesson or doesn't. It may be that everything is fine on the surface, but there's a very thick film around the heart, which...
Rav, because the goal is to unite everyone to one Havaya, one Ten, it turns out that the prayer, the request over the feeling of emptiness has to be for unity, connection, greater connection in the Ten, in the group. And this is where we can always advance in. Meaning, each sensation of emptiness that each one feels, he has to understand that this is help from above, that the Creator is giving him such a feeling so that he would immediately ask for connection. And this is the most correct reaction to his state. He doesn't know exactly what he needs to ask for, what kind of adhesion, what kind of connection, what kind of faith above reason. These things are still concealed from him. They will awaken or will be clarified by themselves. But to ask for connection is the most correct thing, and it's within reach of each and every one. Next.
Excerpt 15 from the Rabash's article, The Order of the Work. When one believes in the delight and the pleasure that exist in above reason, he comes to consciously feel and know the evil within him. That is, he believes that the Creator imparts such delight and pleasure, and although he sees all the good above reason, he achieves recognition, meaning that he feels in all his organs the power of the evil that is found in receiving from oneself, which prevents him from receiving the abundance. It follows that faith above reason causes him to feel his enemy within reason. Who obstructs him from reaching the good? This is his standard, meaning that to the extent that he believes in the delight and pleasure above reason, to that extent he can come to feel the recognition of evil. Later, sensing the bad yields the sensation of delight and pleasure, since the recognition of evil in the sensation of the organs causes him to correct the evil. This is done primarily through prayer, when one asks the Creator to give everything in bestowal, which is called adhesion, dvekut in Hebrew. Through these vessels, the goal will be revealed in open providence, meaning that there will be no need for the concealment, because there will already be vessels that are able to receive. Again, when one believes in the delights and pleasure that exist in above reason, he comes to consciously feel and know the evil that is within him, meaning that he believes that the Creator imparts such delight and pleasure, and although he sees all the good above reason, then he achieves recognition, meaning that he feels in all the organs the power of the evil that is found in receiving for oneself, which prevents him from receiving the abundance. It follows that faith above reason causes him to feel his enemy within reason, who it is that obstructs him from reaching the good. That is his standard, meaning that to the extent that he believes in the delight and pleasure above reason, to that extent he can come to feel the recognition of evil. Later, sensing the evil yields the sensation of delight and pleasure, since the recognition of evil in the sensation of the organs causes him to correct the evil. This is done primarily through prayer, when he asks the Creator to give everything in bestowal, which is called adhesion. Through these vessels, the goal will be revealed in open providence, meaning that there will be no need for the concealment, because there will already be vessels that are able to receive.
Shielot.
Questions?
What causes one to seek out the evil that's in him?
To seek out the evil in him comes either when a person feels the evil, or he's searching for it even before he feels it. If he already feels the evil, and he wants to get rid of it, it's a natural reaction. If he's seeking the evil, then here we have a question. What kind of evil is he seeking to see? What does he want to get rid of? Meaning the evil, the true evil, is the one that not revealed to a person, but one that a person awakens by himself. How can we locate the evil in us by ourselves? This is called that I awaken the dawn, the darkness. How do we do it? What exactly do we want to be revealed then?
Everything that we awaken is awakened through an addition of connection, because only through that place we can feel how our nature resists this action and this path. And in that place, on that place, you can ask.
Yeah, the deficiencies that have to be revealed are deficiencies for connection, and the darkness, the black that we have to discover is where connection is lacking, and has to appear from the work to connect, the attempts to connect. Then you can see where there are deficiencies, little holes, places you need to fill, exactly from what's missing.
Yes, naturally we have many lacks coming to us constantly, but we need to focus on the unnatural lack which doesn't come to us, and then to think, to ponder, why don't I want to bestow?
Exactly, it's that deficiency that I don't have, like a sixth finger that I'm not lacking, and I awaken that lack. There's a story about the Baron Munchausen that used to pull himself out of the swamp by his own hair. So we have to invent that deficiency, invent that force that will take us out of the will to receive. This is what we're talking about.
To awaken the evil by myself without it being revealed to you. Well, you can see it a lot if you are seeking out places where the connection is lacking. We don't lack any such places, and if we seek to bestow, then but if we seek where the Creator isn't there, we also don't lack such places. The thing is, if you have a supportive environment, then you're not afraid of going into those places. Because then the lack isn't suffering for you. It's to the contrary. It's a place in which to work.
If you're looking for looking to come close to the friends, to connect to them, then anything that's opposed to that, that does not support it, will appear necessarily.
To try to see the virtues of the friends as much as possible, to look to see how adhered they are to the goal, how they devote every moment, their whole life to climb the rungs of the ladder of love, to understand how much you are in darkness.
If the evil appears by itself, then evil in my ego, I don't feel full of it. But if I look by myself for how to invest in the friends, how I can add to the connection, then you discover the gap between where I am exactly and where are the friends. And that's it. This is a different kind of evil.
From dealing with the good, with the greatness of the quality of bestowal, we can discover the extent to which we're not in that and how big that gap is. And that is the cause, the motivation for prayer. From here comes the request for the light to correct the connection between us. It's not about marking a box, checking a box in our attendance form. It needs to be something that that's in the heart. We need to connect with love to each other.
And the more we advance, we feel that this bad is replaced with a feeling of, you know, at first I care about myself, then about the connection between us, and then from the work between us, you can feel if we're giving contentment, not giving contentment, we care about the greatness of the Creator or not. This constantly gets updated, upgraded.
Meaning that this darkness that we need to awaken, ultimately it isn't inside of me or even in the ten, but rather, in general, where in the general vessel do I see that the greatness of the Creator needs to be awakened, where we need to bring the light, the importance of connection in here? We have infinite work to do, and we'll always find a place where we can advance.
I think we are, for a long time now, above the level of a Rocco. We have to keep it, but we were looking for something more qualitative. What can it be? How? What kind of an expression of connection can we have in the ten? What new deficiency can we find and develop?
Yes, it's really like higher resolution that you're looking for. If we don't have that attendance form, then we don't have the next degree. But if we have it and everyone manages to get here, then we can take care of the higher resolution and then the higher resolution and so on. These are degrees built atop one another.
If I'm looking at the last few days in the 10, I see that we are looking for an additional deficiency. Like many times in the last few meetings, Itzik is saying that he's feeling this deficiency in the world Kli. We have to see how we care about them, those friends who need our prayer. And what we talked about doing on Friday, a meeting with another 10 who needs support. So maybe it feels whole, but you're not. You have an entire reality to correct. So there's always more places you need to correct, to connect and introduce light into them. The question is, are you willing to look at it and make it your own deficiency?
Our next degree, what we need to implement is a connection. Implement is a connection between the tens, and from that connection between the tens, a connection to the whole world. Because if we feel a state of just kind of a deep freeze or a lack of work in the ten, perhaps we should look there.
Yesterday, I was together with Yair Oren in the Point in the Heart community in Rehovot, and he read from Rabash. We have been gathered here to rise under the decrees of men and not remain as a beast. And he read an excerpt from Rav's words where he says that at any moment a man has to check if he's rising from a beast to a man, from a beast to a man.
Yes, the main thing is to aspire to come out of myself and finding myself in the friends, in the connection, and not to look for how to fulfill the needs of this body, which in a few years will end. But rather, how do we form in the center of the ten this vessel where we connect all of the points in our heart?
From all the thoughts, I've lost the question, but I don't know if I should be concerned because I'm hearing from my friends that everything is fine. I guess only with me the incomplete is greater than the complete. So I guess this such a ten is true salvation. When you look at the friends and you envy them and you say that one day you'll be as great as they are and see that everything is truly good and be in wholeness and without any problems.
So, as the friends mentioned, these past couple of weeks, where we have friends who require our support in our thoughts, this is an awakening from above. And I've talked about tens who need help. This is also an awakening from above. But if we now start seeking out that place, the lack of the friends in the tens that require this assistance and this care, in a way where we initiate it rather than receiving it from an external source, this is a lack that we disclose, that we rather discover ourselves.
Yeah, we need to work less with what, how we feel and what state I'm in. I feel good or not good, full or not full, I don't know. And more on what kind of the importance of the goal we can add to the general vessel. And this is really our goal. It's the reason they collected us here. And if we work in this way, then we are serving the Creator. That's what's important.
First of all, I'm very glad that we are using this workshop for real things, real problems we have in the 10. We use this time in a very qualitative manner. And regarding the lack, I also think that looking for the lack means to perform a scrutiny if the current situation is good or bad. I'm not erasing completely what there is. I'm just looking for something new, I think.
Yeah, here we can agree with Rami that looks at reality and says, oh, so beautiful, but nevertheless, there's still a klipa, a shell on the heart. And there is such a shell. And this shell is the expansion of the circle of avut. If I feel the avut with Rami and with you, we have to grow the circle to a few other tens. And then from there to the friends in the world clean, and so on and so forth. Ultimately, we have to include the entire system in this circle. And it's a process. It's an infinite process. It doesn't end right now.
Yes, I don't know. On one hand, it's clear where we should go, but on the other hand, I see that every moment that I'm not with you, the world and this reality, they swallow me. And what's good is that there's very great pain when you're swept in the currents of life and you cannot remain adhered. So it's an indication that some change needs to come by where you'll be adhered every moment. So the state of each one here is the state of everyone. From this, we need to help each other. We need to understand that each one by himself is lost, but we can help each other.
Rav, questions?
No. Dom Valeras, Miss.
Don Valeras from Spain is asking, what is exactly that evil? What is the evil that's revealed? What is the evil that's revealed?
What's the evil that's revealed? Each and everyone has to see it for himself. Each time is different. Maybe what's revealed is lack of good moods, bad mood. Maybe what's revealed is disappointment about this whole path. Why am I wasting my life in him? Also bad. How come the Creator is not revealed? That's bad. How come the friends are not helping? Oh, that's also bad. All sorts of bad. Until I discover that maybe I'm bad. But the Creator did that to me. Bad, evil, depends on the person, on how he determines it. And we need to be very sensitive to that. What kinds of bad are we going to? Because by that we advance. depending on how many types of evil can I distinguish, I begin to sort them and see where I'm at, with what do I identify, with what do I not identify, and so on and so forth. And that's still ahead of us.
Yosef from Jerusalem is adding and asking, what is the force that discloses this evil? By what power do we reveal the evil?
Either I discover the evil or the Creator discovers the evil. And then it depends what is the evil. If I'm an egoist and the Creator is coming closer and it's a force of love and bestowal, then I feel bad because he's opposite from me. And specifically, his nearing awakens in me such feelings. It doesn't appear as the force of love to my will to receive. Is the force of love above the will to receive, above reason. Hence the nearing of the Creator. If he would appear right now, we would take it very badly. The force of bestowal appears before you. A force that's completely outside of himself in order to bestow. You will ask it to fill you? It's worse than death. It's better to die. And that's why the despairs that we feel are such that, okay, be what may, but I cannot agree with the force of bestowal. And so what I'm asking? I'm asking for a connection. I need to pray for the kli. Not for the phenomenon itself. The phenomenon is unbearable. But the vessel that I will be connected with others. And then if connection with others will appear, then necessarily I will be able to tolerate the force of bestowal within that connection. Mutuality, outside of me, whatever, I'll be able to do it. Okay.
What did you mean previously when you said that the true evil is the evil that I discover rather than the one the Creator reveals to me?
If I'm going in the direction of my development, my advancement, and I try with everything I've got to come close to the society and be integrated in it, then I discover how much I'm incapable. I don't want it. It repels me. Here is the question. Am I going to stop midway and retreat a little bit and hold myself in a state that I just kind of watch myself, not to get hurt from the will to bestow that can appear that it's exactly the opposite of me, and then I instinctively, subconsciously, I keep my distance from it. Why should I? I can live in this place where I'm maintaining the balance. I mix in with the society a little bit, integrate with them a little bit, and a little bit, and I mean it. That's it, a little more, a little less, but above what I'm capable, I'm not going for it. And here is the question: can the society push me towards it, pull me towards it? And I will be able to do it. And then I have no other choice but to be integrated and ask for the strength for them to help me. help me be included in the society above my own strength, above my nature. This is the work here. This is called I awaken the dawn, meaning it's darkness, it's repulsive, it's scary, I don't want it, it's confusing, but I'm going for it. And that's how we advance. Slowly, you have to understand. It happens every year, but this time even more. We are in the period of the 9th of the month of Av, and the summer time, all those things together, it's this period. Like Rabbi Akiva, I need to lower the head and get through it, below the waves. So we will go to the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
On to the next part of the lesson.
And specifically the preface, the study during these times where the emotions don't work so well, you feel the inner work. Specifically this kind of study of Ticha, of tests, it helps. So we'll begin to feel why they did it this way and why they recommend this to us. Although we're not in those spiritual degrees yet, we have no connection to them, but the study of these actions invites the advancement, the reforming light.
So we'll continue to the next part of the lesson.